has fled. As you watch from a distance the destruction of the digital gun. With no more fruit to bear from its trees, the haze was finally broken. Came the awareness that never again would anyone ever lay claim to the treasures. The Rainbow Children.
Welcome. Welcome to the Sunday, November 6th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, Prince and Prudent are very well paired here. Are there two any sweeter with love for us anywhere? Prince wants no revenge for the monstrous wrongs done to him. He wants truth and love and justice to live again. Prudent, and Popper with them both, by the way, calls all the massive moral evil the power guys have connived at root, a mistake. The mistaken notion of the sad children of abandonment. Who, until Alice Miller, who wrote For Your Own Good, John Boswell, who wrote The Abandonment of Children in Western Europe from Late Antiquity through the Renaissance, Martin Bernal, who wrote Black Athena, The Afro-Asiatic Roots of Classical Civilization, Volume 1, The Fabrication of Ancient Greece from 1785 to 1985. And yes, you heard him right, fabrication, as in made up, as in invented, as in propaganda, replacing even the broadest conception of class-bound education, installed in the aftermath of the French Revolution. Those heads of the power guys then rolling, determine them, these Plato's tribesmen, our modern power guys, that their necks would never be rolled or stretched, and so they shall not. When our love, we the peoples, is finally allowed to live again. And Karl Popper, The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1, The Spell of Plato. Until we were given the help of these critical folks, these sad children of abandonment have been very hard for us to grasp. Their mistaken notion that the body, love, our inherent knowledge of our fundamental oneness and freedom must be made war on so that we the people can be made to bend to, be subdued to the regime of their born dead and so mistaken reason. A mistake with its roots in Plato, or rather in the global statesman's claiming of him. All their errors, they're trying to turn us into machines that obey instantly. They're wanting us to believe, Quick ascertainment of their wishes, followed by instant obedience, is a mark of intelligence. All the institutions of class exist to teach us this, which means class, being global, is totalitarian. All aspects of it, family, school, job, reflect a single mindset, a single reality. Their longing for a world peopled by automatons who only do what they're told to do, their resentment of us for refusing, can be understood as but versions of this fundamental one error. The people are cattle and must be herded. That's from Plato. Their child rearing, as Alice explained, has turned them into such themselves, puppets, instruments of authority set loose on us, determined to fulfill authority's instructions, and we make it so difficult for them when we insist on thinking for ourselves, persist in wanting an authentic thought process.